protest held inside an Auckland supermarket by a group of vegan protesters has been picked up by international news after confrontational images were shared of the protesters' black-clad figures holding signs and facing off with shoppers at the meat fridge. Dino Stock and Anna Rippon were the protest organisers. They join us now in our Auckland studio. Morena.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This has been picked up globally and a lot of reaction calling you vigilantes. Yes. Did you go too far with this protest?
No, didn't go far enough.
What do you mean by that? What are you saying?
Well, there's the shoppers, there's the protesters, but there's also a victim, which no one's talking about.
Who's the victim?
The victim are the animals, the cows, the sheep, the pigs, the chickens. They are the victims.
They're a victim in your eyes, but there are many people who would argue that eating meat is a choice. They make a conscious choice. They like it. They want to do it. They know where it comes from. And why should they be impeded in any way from or made to feel bad about buying it?
We'd like to challenge that. The Animal Rights Act clearly states with their new amendment that animals are sentient beings, and we have a code that undermines that in the Act.
But is the supermarket the right place to challenge that by confronting shoppers going about their daily chores?
So the shoppers are creating the consumer demand. We have to start somewhere, and that's where we chose to start.
Because that's where the product is in front of the people.
Sure, but we live in a democracy. You can petition Parliament. There is social media. There are many mechanisms to do that.
We have
but
a petition.
Why take your protest
shoppers? Look at the conversations that's caused by us doing that. I mean, the whole world's talking about it. So there's a big, big conversation, and that's really good.
And this is a movement that's been happening overseas. We liked what we saw happening overseas with the airtime that the victims were getting, and we wanted to bring it to our home in New Zealand.
A lot of the reaction, though. Well, tell us about the reaction. What were people saying to you in the supermarket?
Well, most people were pretty good. Most people walked past, and we had a little flyer which they took. There was three people there that took offence and verbally abused us and swore and pushed us. We didn't do anything in that way, but that was happening. So it's actually only three people that it seemed to really rub up.
Can you see from a shopper's perspective, though, if they're having a busy day, they're rushing in, maybe they're only buying meat for the one time of the week that they eat it?
Yes,
we weren't stopping them from making their purchase.
But you are
if they
making
feel confronted
them potentially
by
feel
this,
bad about
if
it.
If they well, feel we'll make, confronted by this, then that is what we are here to do. Confront them, get them to think about their choices, get them to think about the victims. Mission complete.
But maybe they've already made that choice.
What
they
choice?
Know, well, maybe they know... They know what they're doing by eating meat. They
then
know
they
that it kills
feeling,
animals. They know no. what...
They yes, but
they shouldn't be upset then. They should just go about their business, ignore us. Like, we were in silent protest. They can go about their business, move away from the area that we are and carry on with their day.
It's supply and demand.
So will you do more of these protests?
There'll be other types of protests. I won't say what they are. There'll be different types of protests. We are working on lots of things and,
What was the reaction of the supermarket?
They were totally confused. They didn't know how to handle it.
And they haven't contacted us since.
Yeah.
So they removed you, though, from the supermarket?
No, not really, no. We did our 8 minutes in the supermarket. Then we walked out through the mall and then walked
St. Luke's security did, in the end, St. Luke's security did come and ask us to leave, but these staff at Countdown hadn't actually directly asked us to leave.
So to be clear, you weren't intending to be there for a long period of time to block anybody.
You
were looking to... It was a stunt to get publicity for your cause.
An announcement was made to say that we would be there for 10 minutes in silent protest.
Yeah.
Dino Stock and Anna Rippon, protest organisers for the vegan protest in an Auckland supermarket this week. Thank you very much for your time.